Now, more Lawyers Who Needs Them on TalkZone.com. Here are your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And we appreciate you joining us today. It is Monday, December 8th, and we are live today between the hours of 4 and 5 Eastern, 3 and 4 Central, 2 and 3 Mountain, and 1 and 2 Pacific Time. So it's the magic day, December 8th. We are live right now.
What time is it in Fujitsu?
In Fujitsu, it's a quarter to two. And in Fujitsu, everybody's watch is stopped at noon, so they always have lunch. All right. Now, here's the number to call us live. We're live and anywhere toll-free, 1-888-463-6748. Come on, you break down. You have a question. We know it. 1-888-463-6748. And if you are in Fujitsu, it's 011-847-470-0937. That's right. You start out as a young man, and by the time you're done, you're ready to retire when you dial that number. 011-847-470-0937.
And remember, over there in Fujitsu, today is the day after Pearl Harbor Day.
Oh, that's right.
And I never forget Pearl Harbor. I remember that day, and I know exactly where I was and what I was doing. It's amazing how certain things
happen.
Like... But what was interesting was 2 weeks after Pearl Harbor, we had a song, a war song. It must have been written before and in case. And it was "Goodbye, Mama, I'm off to Yokohama." And that was the first.
Really?
I think that was the first. "Goodbye, Mama, we're off to Yokohama."
Who wrote that? Sammy Spear?
I don't know. He's dead now. In fact, he was dead when he wrote it. But it's funny how these songs must be in somebody's shelf. And they say, uh-oh, the war's going to start. Pull out the Yokohama song.
Unbelievable.
Let them have it.
Yeah, well, they do that today, too, by the way. They have a theme out 3 days after, then it's on a T-shirt 2 days after that.
That's right.
All right, let's take our number.
I thought it would be nice, now that you mentioned, to say goodbye, Mama. I'm off to Fujitsu. They don't rhyme, but it's a nice place to go.
It is very. It's beautiful. Right. The gardens are wonderful. 10% of Americans are in arrears or are in foreclosure at this time in the country. This is a sad time.
Well, it is. And this is something which probably is very instructional to people.
All right, instruct them.
I'm going to give you what the instructions are.
Okay, please
do. Don't buy something you can't pay for.
Yeah, good instructions.
A house is not like a credit card item. Don't buy a house if you can't afford it.
Right.
And don't listen to... mortgage brokers who say, look, no down payment, and we're going to get you bump, and you won't have to have any equity in it.
Don't even have to have a job.
Or a job. It's a disaster. You lose your home, and you don't have your good name.
Let me
say another thing. We're over-enamored in this country with home ownership. And I think from time to time, some people are not in a position to own their own home. And so that until you get in that position...
Get a tent.
You rent. You know, you don't need a tent, but you can rent an apartment or
a place.
That's right. But,
did you have an apartment when you were a kid, when you first got out of college and stuff, you started in life? You couldn't buy a house. So you had an apartment, right?
That's right.
I loved having an apartment. I had two or three. I loved those apartments.
All at once?
No, one at a time.
Well, you know, so many people have been put out of jobs. Almost 2 million jobs have been lost this year.
Right.
And, it's a tough thing. And if you have a home which you count as part of your, let's say, estate or your assets, you'd better have some equity in it. Otherwise, it's not an asset. It's a terrible liability.
Somebody else owns it. Right. You really don't.
And if the house is worth less than the balance of the mortgage, you're in deep trouble.
Yep.
And that's the problem. And you'll probably need a lawyer.
To help you
if
with
you
that.
Want to contest it. And most of these are uncontested because it's for non-payment, and that's it.
That's that.
By the way, most of these are in California, whereas there's a nationwide situation of between 10 and 15%. California is 19% delinquencies.
Wow.
And that's because there's a lot of expensive houses out there, and you got a lot of this. You know, everybody thinks he's
keeping
very important.
They keep up with the Joneses.
That's
everybody tries to
That's
be
right.
somebody
and
else.
Of course, housing is very expensive out there.
And I want you to know, in Chanute, Kansas, is only 1%. That's because there's no houses.
Well, that's right.
There's an Indian reservation in Chanute, and unless the wind blows, those teepees stay stuck to the ground.
Right.
All right. Now,
okay.
high-profile lawyers. Oh, it's the time of the year when we change presidents.
Where time the high, of the, not time of the year.
Well, it's the time of
the... It's the end of the term.
Of the term.
Of the now president, and when he gets out, and it's customary for the president to let all his friends off the hook.
Right. High-profile lawyers are seeking these white-collar pardons. Well, pardons for white-collar, convicted white-collar criminals.
Yeah. You remember at the end of the... Do you remember at the end of Clinton, President Clinton's administration?
Man, he let that one bad guy go.
He let that Mark Rich go,
yep.
who they'd have to bury with a corkscrew.
Right.
This guy, you know, if he stood behind an auger, he would throw no shadow. This guy is so crooked. I mean, it's unbelievable. But so that was a big, there was a public outcry.
Absolutely.
And as a result of that, people are looking very carefully. You might also know that this fellow Holder, who was apparently going to be the attorney general, that the Senate, when they advise and consent and go through that
right.
those hearings, they're going to lace into him on the fact that he was the pardon guy and went along and recommended...
With Clinton.
With Clinton.
Oh, yeah, the whole Clinton crew was there again.
And recommended that this Mark Rich be pardoned.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. That's what it is. When President Bush is now, too, I suppose, in a position where he's going to leave office, and he's going to let a few pardons go. And a lot of these well-connected lawyers, among whom are the former Solicitor General Ted Olson, who was trying to get former junk bond king Michael Milken pardoned, also White House lawyer H. Christopher Bartolomucci. I didn't know him.
I didn't know him either.
Bartolomucci. I thought they used to make pasta.
I thought he was a chef.
Well, you've been in pasta business.
Yeah.
The Bartolomucci.
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 He's related to razor goats.
They raise the goats. They raise a lot of goats and make a cheese. Make a cheese from a Dakota milk.
That's right.
And so Mr.
And you make a formaggio.
Bartolomucci.
Make it a formaggio.
This must be his son who's a lawyer.
Probably.
Because he don't know how to make cheese. Doesn't know how to make pasta. And changes.
But his father was the bigger cheese.
Changed his name to Sean from Sal. Sean Bartolomucci.
Okay.
But at any rate, he's a lawyer, was in the White House, and he is now a partner at Hogan & Hartson, which is one of these big mega firms in Washington.
Yep.
And Mr. Bartolomucci.
Who does he want to get off?
He's worked on pardons. He worked on pardons in the White House from 2001 to 2003. And I don't know who he wants, but he's one of the lawyers coming there.
He gets paid for this, right? He gets paid for working on these pardons?
Not by the people who are going to be pardoned.
In their professional capacity. So they're in jail and they still have more money than we
do. Well, of course.
Naturally.
Well, of course. The end of President Bill Clinton's term, he pardoned his brother as well as this guy, Mark Rich. That was a beautiful move. Anyway, among those seeking pardons is this guy.
What about the scooter?
The chairman of Hollinger, Conrad Black, who went to jail for 6.5 years, and Louisiana Governor Edwards, and Congressman Randy Duke Cunningham.
Oh, the Duke.
And the latest to the list is Alaska Senator Ted Stevens.
Oh, he's on the list.
Who is no longer Alaska Senator.
Yeah, but you know.
Because he got defeated, but by a very close
margin. Yes, he did. But he's got a nice house.
Beautiful house, because that's why he's in jail.
And it was done
for him. He didn't know.
Right.
He didn't know he had a beautiful house.
Well,
that's what he said. That's how he testified. He said, you know, when I looked around, it looked ugly to me.
Right.
The new staircase, the new deck.
Right.
The new porch.
It looked old.
It just looked ugly.
Yeah.
And then I didn't even realize that it was better than when I bought it.
That's right.
When I bought it, it was 300 square feet, and now it's 3,000 square feet, but it didn't look like that.
No, missed it completely.
Anyway,
now.
You get a little balmy in a minute.
Let me ask you this.
You get wacky. It's too cold up there.
What is the possibility
that
President Bush will let O.J. out?
Honey, out of your mind.
What about O.J.?
I don't think so, baby.
All right.
Well, if he does O.J., there would be a terrible outcry.
Yes,
in
there
this
would.
Country.
There
and
would.
The Goldman family, who was at this trial,
yes,
too,
they would be very upset.
They would be very, very upset.
Well, but that's not a white collar crime that he committed. He committed
a violent murder crime.
Yeah,
I mean, the one he got accused of. Yes, also.
Oh, yes,
violent,
but the one he's in jail
Judge
for.
Because Judge Glass, right, said that this was a violent crime. You go there with a gun, it's violent.
Right.
You know, you go there and you say everybody, nobody leaves this room here.
Right.
No, nobody leaves. Well,
what about
the room.
This one here? What our engineers just asked, what about if they can't let him off, can they get Brittany off the traffic violation?
No, she can't.
can't do it.
Oh, they got her. She was trying for the traffic, but now she's going through a nervous period, she says. She wants to straighten out her life.
Yes, she does.
She wants to straighten out her life, and she's going to try to straighten it out, behave herself, not drive drunk, not smash other people's cars,
right.
Not do all
of
that.
Why doesn't she just get a driver? Then she could be as drunk as she wants.
Well, you know, she's doing a new concert. She's back on
the road. Oh, yeah. She's
on the road again.
Yeah, all right.
And she's going to be, she's very popular.
All right. Well, listen, let's cover one more case, and we got to go to a special feature here. Let's see what we're going to look at here. You want to talk about these? Oh, we did that already. How about more Americans? Oh, let's do this one quickly. More Americans are serving as their own lawyers with questionable results.
Well, that's true. There are a lot of people who are fed up with the prices they have to pay lawyers, and it's very difficult to represent yourself in many, many kinds of cases. These mostly involve civil cases involving which are matrimonial.
Right.
There was a lady, Danielle Nitzel, who when she couldn't raise $1,000 that a lawyer wanted in advance for her divorce case, so she went ahead and found out how to do it herself. And she thinks that it cost her only $100 to file the case herself. This is also true of custody cases, people representing themselves in bankruptcies. See, they're running in and saying, I throw myself on the mercy of the court. And that guy says, this court doesn't have any mercy. Go out and get a lawyer. And you go, broke. I'll tell you cases years ago when I was a youngster, I had to go to crummy courts, and they always were throwing themselves in a mercy.
That was the merchant. What was that court you were in New York City?
In the old days in New York, it's been changed now. They have what they call the civil court and the criminal court, which are the lower crimes and lower matters. But in those days, had all kinds of courts. They had a municipal court, pronounced in New York as the municipal court, and they had the magistrate's court, and they had district courts all over the city.
And you were in the municipal?
Municipal.
Municipal.
They had jurisdiction over landlord and tenant cases.
Oh, those must have been some funny ones to watch.
And every time you saw some poor schlepper come in there, and the judge would say, they'd read the problem and the warrant for eviction, and she'd say, I throw myself on the mercy from the court. And the judge would say, get our lawyer.
All right. Lawyer.
But these were very brilliant judges, you can imagine.
Yeah.
Anyway, the trend is for these people that they are unfamiliar with legal procedure, and it differs from place to place. And, you know, they call them pro se. That means on your own behalf, through yourself.
Right.
If you're pro se, it means you're on your own without a lawyer.
Do you think it's a good idea?
And there's an old story. A person that represents himself or herself.
Uh-huh.
Has a fool for a client.
That's right. I've heard that one.
I think that I know it's difficult, and I know, and I sympathize with the craziness of the prices that lawyers charge for all kinds of things. But they want advanced retainers, and in these matrimonial matters have become a real money mill for a lot of lawyers. But nevertheless, it's a difficult situation. I would suggest that you get help from a legal aid society or your legal assistance corporation, which are public funded organizations, not necessarily for criminal stuff, but also not like a public defender, but to assist people in civil cases who cannot afford lawyers. And try that first before you represent yourself.
Do that. That's good advice, James. Very good advice. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Arrogance of the Rich and Famous. All right. Arrogance of the Rich and Famous. Here's a guy that's shown up. I guess he had to plead guilty. This is Michael Vick. Remember the dog fighting Michael Vick?
Quarterback for the Falcons.
That's right. He pled guilty in Virginia to dog fighting charges, but they're going to let him do this concurrently?
He pleaded guilty. He was already convicted of federal charges related to animal cruelty and dog fighting. And there were also charges brought in the state of Virginia, which is really known as the Commonwealth of Virginia.
That's correct.
And the Commonwealth of Virginia brought charges, which were Commonwealth charges. And rather than go fight the thing, I think he did the right thing. He pleaded guilty, and he's probably not going to serve any additional time. What they've done is give him probation because they feel he's in jail now. He's already serving 23-month sentence in Leavenworth, Kansas, in a federal prison for the federal dog-fighting conviction. He's scheduled to be released on July 20th, 2009. So So he will have served and will serve 3 years of probation in the federal system thereafter.
Okay.
So I think his pleading guilty will lead to no additional time in the state court.
There you go.
But so since the conviction, he has landed, unfortunately, in bankruptcy court because he lost nearly, I cannot believe this.
$100 million.
$130 million from a 10-year deal he signed with his former team, the Atlantic Falcons.
Jesus.
Well.
The Atlanta Falcons, not Atlantic.
I said Atlanta.
Did you say that?
Atlanta.
Okay, now tell me about your girlfriend here, because she's in the news this week. Wyoming arrived.
Oh, my God.
She's up to her old tricks.
Yeah, she's.
She's just not good at it.
Well, I think she's sick. She's a kleptomecto there. She went in.
What did she steal this time?
$124,000 worth of Bulgari, or if that's how it's pronounced, a Bulgari. I don't know. I can't afford
jewelry.
Jewels.
Oh, my goodness.
And she borrowed them for...
She borrowed them.
For an event sponsored by Marie Claire magazine in Madrid.
Oh.
And she was caught stealing them from Saks Fifth Avenue. She was caught stealing 2001.
Right, from Saks.
So she took these, but she didn't return them.
Oh.
Oh, she loved them.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
$124,000.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
But I got to say this. I feel sorry for her. She's obviously a kleptomaniac. And she has a sickness in her head and in her hand. The hand won't stop grabbing because the head doesn't tell the hand to stop grabbing.
Let me tell you.
She developed, they say, a mystery illness while flying to London earlier this month.
I had the same problem.
It was grabberitis. It grabbed different things.
She was grabbing, but I was grabbing the waitresses. I mean the stewardesses. See, it was a different problem, but the same syndrome.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's a sign of degeneracy, what it really
look
is.
At my case, I got a slap. She's going to jail.
Well,
that's how it works.
The funny thing is, people don't realize, Randall, and to you folks, that they do things wrong. She said, for instance, I didn't have this tremendous sense of guilt because I hadn't hurt anyone.
Oh.
She said she told Vogue of the embarrassing incident. Had I physically harmed someone or caused harm to a human being, I think that would have been an entirely different experience. Well, it probably would have been Wyoming. But you got to understand, there are two kinds of crimes, against persons and against property. And it is a crime to take what don't belong to you. Leave it alone. Take your hands off that, you dirty person. What kind of a thing are you, Winona? How dare you do such a thing?
Well, Winona, I hope you've learned your lesson. And, before we yell at anybody else, let's take a short intermission because I think his dentures fell out. His teeth running across the floor of the studio.
They didn't fall out. They're stuck in the apple.
All right.
Happened.
Oh, we need a break. Thank folks, God. You probably do too. You're listening.
Lance Fisher was in a salami.
That's
You'll
right.
be surprised where I find them. Somebody will tell you the time about the ones in Italy.
All right. Tell me.
Still there.
What did you do? Bite into an olive tree? You're listening to Lawyers, if you can believe this, you're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them live right here today, December 8th, on TalkZone.com.
I'm not-